Thank you for calling customer support. This is Andrew in the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. There was a fraudulent charge placed on my debit card, supposedly from your company. I've got my bank on standby. They've been waiting on the money to be refunded after I received a email from your company stating that the subscription had been canceled, which was a subscription that I had not placed.
Okay. So I do see here that the this order was placed on the 31st. It was for the Bites Hub app. It looks like you were trying to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
No, so, I was not to do anything because I was on the floor on my job and away from my cell phone, which I'm not allowed to have.
Okay. So what the fraud team would do is turn the information over to the local authorities, the IP address of the cell phone or the computer that was used to place this order and use your MasterCard, and they will find out who used the card. We will refund the amount that was charged to the card, and the fraud team will just take over the investigation.
Okay, so what do I need to do?
You're just waiting for your email saying that you're going to get a refund. Like I said, we're going to contact the local authorities, and they will figure out who placed the order, who used the card. They'll be able to track it from the IP address of the cell phone or the computer that was used to place this order with your card.
Okay.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Awesome.
Okay, so the refund was requested successfully. You will get an email at windon1@aol.com.
Okay.
And it will post back to the MasterCard in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Walker, thank you for calling customer support. The account is closed, and you're just waiting for the refund.
Okay, I appreciate your time, ma'am.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.